Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. This is such a banner, red letter, happy day. I am your honored, delighted host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. We got a great broadcast today. What did I do?
If you can find it.
Yeah, what did I do with the news? Literally.
It's on the floor where it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
Well?
I just went out there to get the book, and now I can't find the news. Are you serious? This is unbelievable. That's how excited I am. Anyway, Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Wow. I literally, what in the world did I do with it? This is embarrassing. Anyway, we got great guests. Daphne Brock, she's really renowned. Interviews, very high-profile guest, reporter, investigative reporter. She's been involved with the Mueller investigation. She's written a book about part of it. So we're going to ask her about that. Somebody that was involved in that Mueller investigation, a key part of it, was actually just indicted and convicted of...
lying to Congress.
No, sex slavery.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
I thought he wrote the report that here, started everything.
Here, I literally... what in the world? Did I leave in the bathroom?
Know.
You got to be... this is unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a huge news story. I want to get it off. Here, you talk to the people for about 30 seconds.
What do you want me to talk about?
Just don't keep it on the rails. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You got to hear this.
All right. Let's see here. I'm trying to think what to talk about today. I don't know what his story is. I'll tell you. I went to the movies the other day and saw 1917, and I'm a big movie buff, and I'll give my little report on it. And I went there, and I out of 4 stars, I would give it a 2.5. Did you find your... I would not recommend it for anybody to go see it. It's the movie 1917. It's about World War One, and it's a... I was glad I saw it, but I would not recommend it for anybody. What did you do with your news?
Anyway, I apologize. This is ridiculous. I think a vortex just opened up and sucked it up. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
The big news. What did you talk about while I was gone?
Movies. Anything? Went to see a movie.
What movie?
1917.
Yeah, was it good?
No. It was all right. I would not recommend it. I was telling everybody I'm a big movie buff. I got 25,000 movies.
Literally.
Literally.
People don't believe that.
Yeah, it's walls of movies I got.
Okay, here we go. This is the biggest, again, thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. A lot going on here. The biggest story, this is huge, this is massive. Sometimes we feel like we... are getting crushed, like we're getting overwhelmed, like this is fait accompli, like this is what they're doing. I hope that you never get that feeling listening, or if you do, it doesn't stay for long, and then it turns to something else. Because what just happened yesterday in New Jersey is exactly what we're talking about. What have I been saying over and over? What is going to win right now, Uncle Kevin?
Conviction.
Conviction. Conviction will win. You cannot beat conviction. And this point is so massively important, this vaccine issue, because it's not just a medical issue, medical decision, whether vaccine's good or bad. It's not about that.
Nope.
It's about now they're taking these vaccines, these risky medical procedures, and now trying to shove them down your throat. And for years, people have been marginalized. People have been put in the corner.
Arrested,
murdered.
Children taken away from them.
The children, the children have been marginalized. The parents have been marginalized for saying, oh, my child, the vaccines hurt. What do you mean the vaccines hurt your child?
Very few of them got recourse.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly what happened in the Revolutionary War in the United States of America.
Yep.
The idea. It built and built and built. George Whitefield was one of the beginners of the idea. Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence was the seminal moment of the idea. The America's idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That is America. And then it multiplied to war and to eventually the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Okay, that's how that went. Well, the idea for years, and Andy Wakefield was pretty much, you could say, patient zero, or was that point. If George Whitefield was the point, it's probably even earlier, William Brad, I mean, whatever, but yeah. You get my point. Andy Wakefield, that incident may have been the beginning, ground zero. Okay, now I want you to think about from Andy Wakefield, all that's done to him.
He got ruined.
All that's done to, well, look at him now. Now he's beloved by so many people.
Exactly.
And he's been vindicated. Anyway, from that point, 1998 about, give or take, has come to now 22 years. In that point, I want you to really understand this, of where this discussion has come. Yesterday, there were tens of thousands of people outside of New Jersey.
They stormed it.
They were trying to pass a bill that would get rid of religious exemptions. Okay, you know how I feel about this, even the idea of exemptions. You're already in a bad position. They have already put us in a bad position. They're protesters. They're already putting us in a bad, you know my feelings about this, about words and about how they're using this. This is extremely important also. But despite everything, this is Merck's backyard. New Jersey is the headquarters for Merck. You know who Merck is? Remember the video of the old Merck scientists laughing about the SBV-40 being in the polio virus?
That's right.
There's a side effect. There was cancer viruses in it.
I saw it.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Merck, their backyard. The senator there.
Right down the road.
Senate president of New Jersey there. Stephen M. Sweeney is his name. So let me read that. This is from New York Times. Bill to end religious exemptions for vaccinations collapses in New Jersey. The proposal had been one of the nation's broadest, but it came under intense criticism from vaccine skeptics. See already how they're saying? Vaccine skeptics.
Yeah.
No, it's not under No. See, this is about to break.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I'm telling you, this is building and building and building, and they've hurt so many people. They can call us names. Yep. They can say you're a skeptic. You say you're anti-vaxxer. They can come up with any little tricky little PR mind control, gaslighting technique they want. It doesn't matter. Why? What is winning? The conviction of these people to stay is freezing out there, and they are out there. They are. Did you see those mothers?
Did
you see this?
Yeah.
Screaming at these people.
Yeah,
they were screaming.
Kill the bill. That's what they
kill said. The bill.
Kill it.
But after weeks of sustained and boisterous protests by vaccines, do you see how they do this?
I see it.
As well as last minute effort to amend the proposed bill to win the support of key lawmakers, the effort collapsed on Monday in the New Jersey State Senate. This is what the president, Stephen M. Sweeney, I guess allegedly, or maybe it's speculation at this point, but I would have to say, is it possible he's getting campaign funds from maybe the hometown Big Pharma,
triumvirate
right down the road? Here's what he says. He maintained that, quote, science, not protesters, would eventually emerge victorious. It's going to get done, said Sweeney, repeating a vow he had made since last month when a far more sweeping version of the bill passed in the Assembly but failed to win enough support in the Senate. Okay, this is extremely, extremely important. You should be so giddy. I texted Sherry Tenpenny this morning. I said, how giddy are
That's
you
huge.
This morning? It is massive. Now, it's a battle. It's not the war.
That's right.
It's a battle. This is like Washington going across the Delaware and getting the Hessians. That's what this is like.
Yep.
That was winter 1776. It's a long way from there to, the Battle of Saratoga to 1783 and the Treaty of Paris. But that's what this is like. The tide has turned. I am telling you, as I am sitting here, you can feel it. The conviction, the tireless effort of some, Dell Bigtree, I don't even want to name people, but our Sherry Tenpenny, Dell, Vaxters, Andy Wakefield, what's her name, involved in the Vaxxed movies, the Ptolemies. I think it's Ptolemies, her name. It is all coming to fruition. There were tens of thousands of people standing outside in the cold screaming at these people. They tried to amend the bill, said, well, we'll just tamp it down, and they wouldn't have any part of it. This is not about vaccine protesting. This is about liberty. This is about freedom. This is about conviction rising. Go ahead, Kev.
They went into the belly of the beast and kicked them right in the teeth.
Right in
love it.
Right in the teeth.
Yep.
Okay, this is a battle. This is not the war.
That's,
but
yep,
this
right.
is the battle. Now,
the dam is starting to crack.
Yes, and the and how we're being characterized is very important. And so start to change your language. No, they're vaccine pushers.
Right.
We are medical choice advocates. That's what we are. So start, this is about liberty. You know, this is about choice. It has nothing to do with the vaccines, good, bad, or indifferent. See, what he's saying, in his quote, he says, this is about science, not protesters. Okay, what he's saying, okay, so I guess vitamin E is good for you, right? Science would say vitamin E is good for you, right, Kev?
Yeah.
Okay, so science should win out and the government should force you to take vitamin E?
In their logic, yes.
Right, see, that's their logic. See, right. That's the point here. So they should force you to take vitamin A. Vitamin A helps you get over the measles.
It does.
So vitamin A, if they had it in Samoa, that's why third world countries are susceptible to measles, because they have poor nutrition.
Correct.
So science says that we should just give vitamin A to everybody, so the government should force vitamin A. So it's the same logic.
Yeah, and their logic, yeah. Absolutely.
The supreme logic in the United States of America, the supreme idea, is we hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Choice.
This is against the natural law and the written law. That's what separates law. America from all other countries in the world. That is the supreme idea. No, sir, Mr. Sweeney.
That's right.
Science will not overcome protest. These aren't protesters. Right. These are people. The people. We the people. Now, we have a listener who's called in this morning. He called in to Jay. He's got a story of something. I gave you the good news. Now I'm going to give you another story so you understand what's going on in the level of this. Remember the context. I've always been trying to tell you the context of the Declaration of Independence. We have a listener. He's in Oregon. He wanted to tell a story. Bob from Oregon. Do we have him, Todd?
I'm here, Daniel.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for being on. You're a longtime listener. We've introduced you. You called Jay this morning. Please just get right to it. Tell what you've seen, what's going on in Oregon.
All right. I just ask you to keep me on track if I start getting convoluted and off
track. Well, you already are. So now, just tell your story, Bob, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've only become aware of this story that's unfolding right now, probably less than a week ago. But my good friend is on board. He's with the mother now. So here it is in a nutshell. Well, I'll start with this. Kaylee Fight, KAYLEE, Fight, Facebook page. There's probably live streams going on now. The girl became ill. Couple years ago, mother takes her to the emergency. Things unfold. The girl's got some liver problem, tumor. Doctors put her on chemotherapy. The mother's story is on her Facebook every step of the way. Long into short, Department of Human Services and CPS take the child. We're talking a 13-year-old young girl. Take the girl from the mother. Strip the mother of any rights. The mother can't see the child, nor can the girl's 17-year-old older sister. The mother's been battling this and has lost everything, had to sell the house to pay the lawyers, had bad lawyering, lost custody. The whole thing is coming to a head right now, and I think today or possibly tomorrow, but they're going to force the girl against her will into this surgery. I'm missing a bunch of parts to this story. The mother, after the girl died from chemotherapy, actually died. They brought her back. The mother took her and started doing natural therapy, CBD oil, and I don't know what all. But the mother went on her own to an alternate route, and a year went by, and the girl got better and had no signs of illness, and she was better doing the natural thing. The state of Oregon, I think, got the FBI involved because the mother took the girl out of state. Anyway, the mother's...
Let me interject. Yeah. Let me summarize, please. And let me ask a couple questions. And you tell me correct or wrong. So you have a mother. The daughter's name is Kaylee. Kaylee's Fight Facebook page. You can look it up. Kaylee had some rare liver situation. She went through chemotherapy. She died during the chemotherapy. They brought her back. She came back. She was not doing well. The mother said, that's it. Forget this. You're going to die from this chemotherapy. Keep this up. Took her off all that, all the medical attention, began to do natural things, CBD oil, detox, all the things that we've talked about here on the show.
Yes.
And,
yes.
So the child revived. The child came to life. The child did well, was vastly improving. And then she brought her out of the state because I guess she feared, I assume that doctors were starting to ask questions or whatever, and so she was starting to feel the heat. She said, well, I got to get out of the state. She felt fear. The FBI got involved, and then basically was this in Oregon or another state? The CPS came and took the child. Is that basically the crux?
Yeah, in Oregon, in the greater Portland metro area, which is a liberal stronghold.
No, commies. Let's say it what it is. Hey, Bob, again, this is the day. This is a very big day. What happened in New Jersey? Let's start using the words that we want to use. They're not liberals. They're communists. They're socialists. They're statists. This is a statist stronghold in Portland. This is not a liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. This is a statist stronghold. Not a liberal stronghold.
And they love statist controlling people and taking their money also. I do want to say, while in custody in foster care, she was also sexually abused.
Oh my God!
Yes,
don't tell me all this, Bob. Bob, don't, Bob, please stop, because I'm about to.
It's a horrible situation.
Bob, please stop.
Are we still there?
I'm here. Please stop. You know what? I'm getting. I'm going to try to say something I don't want to say. Maybe I want to say it. I'm going to try to say what I don't want to say.
I say do it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
You want me to say it?
No. Probably
come
not.
On, Uncle Kevin. Say it, Uncle Kevin. Just say
no,
it.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a very crucial point. Everybody can feel it. Everybody know this. What we just saw in New Jersey, we are working on something so that we can stop things like this. We're going to need your support. Really, when I tell you here in the next couple months, when I tell you, say, hey, here's what we're doing. I need you to jump. I need you to literally say how high. We have a plan. We have an idea. We have a concept. Everything's in flux. Everything can, be
change.
Thwarted at a moment's notice. You have, already all the things we're dealing with just trying to get this thing off the ground. So pray for us and pray for is it Kaylee or Kylie?
Kylie.
Kylie.
Kylie's fight, Facebook. I would like.
How do you spell that? Spell it again.
KYLEE fight, Facebook page. She's got, more than 10,000 people that follow it. And yesterday I drove over the mountain pass. Several of us did that came from all over, and we rallied at our state capitol, and we swarmed the Capitol building up and down the hallways looking for representatives and senators to intervene on this 11th hour on behalf of Kylie, I'm sorry. And we did find a small handful of our good state senators in the Capitol building on this first day of session, and they a few of them contacted DHS, probably through email or by whatever means. And guess what? The 6 o'clock phone call that was court mandated for Kylie to be able to call her mother was ripped away from the mother because DHS retaliated against the mother when alarm bells were going off that state senators were intervening just for the fact that we rallied in support for this girl and her mother. DHS, what's the word? They're dirty, evil people. That's all I can say.
If you think this is why I trash, and I mean trash, the DNC, and, believe me, the Republicans are just as bad at certain levels. They're black, too. This is why I trash these disgusting pigs. These are communists. These are socialists at the DNC level. Okay, it's filtering down to these big cities like Portland. They're not liberals. They're statists. They're communists. They're socialists. All those words apply, or some variation of all of them. This is the battle that is here. Every one of these battles that we're seeing, who are you? Are you a divinely endowed, created being, or are you a talking cow, a animal that they are going to herd for the greater good? Which is it? And because Kylie's parents and family and friends had the audacity to stand up and exercise their... Whose child is it? See, here's the mother.
Daniel, right. It's the mother who's the advocate of the girl. The father, I think maybe a week or so ago, that there was a custody hearing in the county courthouse, and the Child Protective Service lady had the father of the girl there, who's divorced from the mother. But guess what? The father is a convicted rapist and molester and has never spent any jail time. But for some reason, that father is still able to walk away as a free man. And
he was convicted. I don't make accusations like this to people, because then
he's got charges against him.
Okay, so today he's charged, indicted. Okay.
It's alleged.
Allegedly, from what you're saying. I don't know if that's true. Just hold on, Bob. I don't know if that's true or not. It's alleged, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Bob, we got about 40 seconds, and then I got to go to our next guest. I want you to please, you have my phone number. I called you before the show. Can you please get a hold of the mother and see if we could get the mother on Monday?
Yeah, I don't know how well she's doing today.
I'm sure she's not doing well. I mean, if she wants to plead for help, have her come on and beg for money or plead. Oh, last thing.
What?
Last thing. Yeah. You get a hold of me. We'll talk more, Bob. In the name of Almighty God, I pronounce those who have broken the back of this family, that their back is broken, and that peace and safety will be upon them now, in the name of God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Martin St. James on the other side. Thank you, Bob. God bless, buddy.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Our next guest, I've been very excited to have him on. And I guess he's a little bit of a renaissance man, you could say. He's into gardening, natural farming, those kind of things. That's something that he grew up with. He spent a lot of time in America, spent a lot of time in other different places and raised, and has a more global perspective. And now he's an author, but he's a Power Hour listener, a long time listener, a fairly long time listener. And he wanted to promote his work here on the show, which I was just thrilled to. We've been talking about the book, Galacom 4. He's actually written another book, which we'll mention, about Yellowstone. But Galacom 4, The End is Near, Martin St. James. He's an author. Welcome, Martin, to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know nothing about you. Just give us some general background. I know that you found us, you listened to the show. So just who is Martin and why are you here at this time?
Oh, okay. Very, very briefly, one of the reasons that I wanted to write a book of this type is precisely because of what you said, that I've lived in many different areas. Having lived in two countries, city life and country life, I also married with a Native American, so I was able to see, quote, white man's life and Native American life, which is two totally different perspectives. And the more I've lived and hearing everybody, like, for instance, everybody at the Power Hour, my parents, grandparents, I came to the conclusion that everybody, I guess, at the Power Hour knows there's something wrong with the world. So basically, the book Galacom 4 tries to bring out the issues of how an alien civilization would see us, because we are a little crazy down here.
I think that's a cool perspective because, you know, a lot of times we'll be doing a story or something and I'll say, you know, imagine if you were just plopped in the middle of this, what would you think? And sometimes we get lost in that because we can't see the forest through the trees kind of thing. So yeah, what if somebody looked at us from above and just was plopped down here? What would they think about what's going on? That's an interesting concept. How'd you come up with the name Galacom 4? Why is it called Galacom 4?
Okay. In the first chapter, it's described because Galacom 4 means Galactic Command, which is a police and justice system throughout the galaxy. Remember, this is all fiction. I don't want anybody to think this is real. The issues in the book are real, but the story is completely fiction. And basically, Galacom 4 is Galactic Command. And since the galaxy supposedly is so big, it's divided into four quadrants. and we happen to be in the fourth quadrant. Therefore, the hence name call sign, Galacom 4.
Give us a little, don't ruin the book or anything, but give us a little synopsis. That's kind of the premise. Then what does the book, where does it go with it? What will people get out of this story?
Okay, the story is an interview between representation of alien civilizations with some radio hosts speaking to all humanity, basically telling them that we pose a danger sooner or later, the way we are expansionist and always killing each other, we pose a danger to other civilizations. And basically what they touch upon is they try to make us see of all of the problems we have. If you saw the index, just the titles alone, education, government, industry, all those are the problems that we in society fail to see how they are affecting humanity.
Mm-hmm. What the, you made an interesting parallel. You said you married a Native American, but you come from a diverse background, the white people, brown people, uh-huh. red people, whatever. What would you say is the difference between, the Western white culture as opposed to Native culture, Indian culture?
I would have to make the clarification of what's left of Native American culture, unfortunately.
Yes, yes.
Basically, it doesn't change much. The perspective is that their outlook isn't as worrying about tomorrow as we are. As long as they have a full belly, corn in the granary, a few animals to eat, that's it. And yet we are always trying to keep up with the Joneses. There's a very marked difference in that sense.
I've talked about this before. I'm part Indian. I call it Indian, Native American. I'm part Cherokee, a significant part. And growing up, I spent a good bit of time. We'd visit family, in the Southeast. And mm-hmm. if you know anything about the Southeast of the United States, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, I don't know what percentage of the population, it's got to be massive, has some Cherokee in them. Mm-hmm. I probably have more than most, but has some Cherokee in them. Cherokee, North Carolina is there. The people that didn't go on the Trail of Tears, of course, to Oklahoma, they stayed behind in Cherokee, North Carolina, that kind of thing. And I was always, I don't know what the word is. Puzzle's not the right word. I don't know what it is, but there was a difference between my family who had the strong Indian background and then my family, who didn't. There was a difference in, the energy of them, the aura of them, the attitude of them kind of thing. I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe can you help? Do you see that also? There's just a different energy about them.
Definitely. And if I had to describe it in one little phrase, I would really have to say that they are more human and civilized than we are in many respects.
And that's hard to, this idea of the honorable red man and that America has destroyed the honorable red man. I'm significant Indian blood. I don't buy that. That's not, the Indians were very warlike. The Native Americans, the tribes were very tribal. They killed a lot of people too. So it's not like, we look back, in retrospect and we think that, they were this unbelievable society. Yes, there were, I think they were different, but they had their problems also. I think what's different now, maybe, I never thought we'd go here, Martin, but I guess we're going here.
Yeah.
It's almost like the suffering. You can see the same things with blacks.
Exactly. You read my mind.
You can see the suffering, the trail of them, and it does something to their DNA, to their soul. And I'm not saying good, bad, and different. It just changes them in some ways. And you can also see it in, this is going to sound very stereotypical, but I'll just say, I don't care. I don't care what people think, whatever. But mm-hmm. you can see it blacks with their music and their voice and their singing. Their voice, nobody in the world can sing a Negro spiritual like a Negro. Nobody can do it. There's that certain energy, that certain whatever, and I think the Indians have that too, and white people, they have their own thing. It's different, but it's just mm-hmm. different. I just think it's interesting that we should, I think we just, too often we try to separate those differences and minimize them, but I think we should celebrate the differences, really, to be honest with you.
Exactly. One of the things, if have you read the complete book or just browsed?
No, I have not read the complete. It's a very thick book, but it's very entertaining what I've read. It's very interesting. It's one of those books.
I call it a professional career.
It's one of the books that you could almost, now that you have the background we just said, you could almost flip and start anywhere in the book wow, this is interesting. It's almost like when I get a book, I just kind of flip it open, and if something catches me, I like, oh, okay, I'll start there. That's how I, get a new book.
Uh-huh.
And that for me, I know if it's an interesting book, if it can interest me, and it interests me, and the story is very compelling. It kind of draws you in. If anything that we've said today interests you, this book will interest you. There's a quote. Where's the quote here? One of the quotes we've been saying leading up to this to kind of get people interested. I thought this was a fascinating excerpt from a book. I thought this was beautiful. It says, life is so scarce and unique that it is the only valuable resource in the galaxy and the universe. Everything else is so much icing on the cake. And when we say resource, we do not imply a harvestable resource, but rather the galaxy's resource for attaining the goals of a divine plan, whatever that may be. I thought that was beautiful, that life itself is its own plan. Where did you come up with this idea, this concept?
Living in the country. One of the things that I think I can say is I'm a botanist, I work with plants, and I promote, as you said, family gardens, though now I call them family ecosystems, and you see how nature works. There's something behind it. It has to be there. And one of the things I, as a scientist, could prove that man and woman, obviously, we are divinely created, whether you want to believe it or not, is just the fact that we do not belong here. We were here because, tell me if it's not true, you put man into an environment and it all goes down the toilet. You take man out of the environment and everything gets well again. What does that imply? That since we're not actually a part of the ecosystem, we are, like it says in Genesis, we are the lords of the creation and we have to take care of it. And we have failed to follow the rules. Agriculture is the main, my main concern. Look at what we're doing with the food we produce and we eat.
Wow. That's very profound what you just said. Wow. I'm just thinking. It was very profound, Martin. Obviously you're a deep thinker and have thought this through. Where do you think we're going as a society, as a culture, as the part of this divine plan, man's dominion that's been given by the Creator? Where are we going with all this?
One of the things is if we believe, no matter what religion you follow, if we believe in free will, we have two choices. We either go down the gutter or we climb the mountain. And unfortunately, we're not in the gutter yet, but we're sure headed there. Agriculture is my main concern, and I deal with a little bit of it in the Gallicom 4, but a lot more of it in the book Yellowstone, The Aftermath. Because look at what we're doing with modifying the food we're eating. We're modifying insects, bacteria, viruses, and even the food, the seeds that we are using, and we don't know what the outcome of that's going to be. Can I give you an example of a botanist friend of mine from Mexico?
Please.
He's U.S. citizen. He works in Mexico, and he told me 3 years ago we collaborate, communicate research. And in Mexico, which is the original country from where corn originated from, as redundant as that may sound, of the 30 states, only 5 states have real natural corn left. Everything else is contaminated. Imagine that, Daniel.
That's stunning.
If you talk to Jim McCanny, he used to offer, I don't know if he still does, some Native American corn seed. And he was saying that there have been a few crop failures, which the U.S. government just doesn't want anybody to know about. If something goes wrong with agriculture, well, I don't want to say it. You tell me. What would happen to society?
it would be in a tough situation. Well, I think we've disconnected. See, that's one thing about my, it's kind of ironic you say that. All my ancestors with Indian blood in them, at some level, or they were a generation, or they were part of that generation, or one generation removed, they lived on and off the land. They were farmers. They were, cotton. My father, you talk about cotton, you talk about blacks picking cotton, whatever. My father, I mean, this is the 21st century now. My father picked more cotton than probably anybody you know on this, you know, anybody who's listening, who's alive right now. My father, probably in his life, his time there in North Carolina, South Carolina, probably picked more cotton than anybody that you know. So it's interesting that you said all those things. And, you know, the Indians are the, if I was going to say something, I'd say Indians are more connected to the earth, or more connected to kind of that sense of dominion and responsibility to that. I don't know. I don't know if that helped what you said or whatever. We're just having a conversation here.
Yeah. The important thing is, pardon, that we have forgotten as a civilized society is that there are rules to every game. And nature has taught us that we have to follow the rules when we sow our crops, because things can change. And for instance, I'm sure you've heard of the great potato famine in Ireland.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Why was there never a potato famine in Peru? And this is in the book Gallicom 4. Despite the fact that most of the people sowed potatoes in Peru, and potato is a native of Peru, there was never a potato famine. Why? Because literally every family had their own variety of potato. When you sow something for many years in one area, it changes into a new variety. So literally there was hundreds of thousands of varieties. So you take a few potatoes to Ireland, two or three varieties, and they're going to be more susceptible to disease. And that's what causes all these problems in agriculture. Right now, I think it is a maximum of 5 different corn types that are being sown in the U.S., which at any moment could be attacked by a virus or disease or insect. And, well, you can just imagine what happens with the breadbasket of the United States if there is a great decimation of the crops. This is very dangerous. We're playing a gamble. Have you read in the book that I really make fun of humans, because a lot of the things we're doing scientifically is like playing Russian roulette with an automatic handgun. You tell me, what are the odds of winning Russian roulette with an automatic handgun?
Not good.
It's a one-on-one gamble. You're going to lose or win, depending on how you look at it.
Let me ask you a bit of kind of a more, even more macro question. You made a comment about free will. We are either going down the gutter or we are going to climb the mountain. See, I love that sentiment, because I think that's where we are. The great, you know, now I'm going to get spiritual, religious, whatever you want to take it. We're just talking here. Lucifer's plan in the Bible, in Greek mythology, Ares, was the plan that Zeus, or God had given man fire, had given man imagination, dominion. Ares, or Lucifer, was upset with that and wanted to show God's mistake. And he was going to show the mistake by using the free will to cause as much chaos as possible. And that through that chaos, that people would eventually give up, and they would give over their free will, and that he would then make them happy, supposedly. And that creation is, to me, creation as this world, it will always expand, it will always grow, it will always sustain itself. It's designed that way, unless you start taking away that free will, that entropy, that spark. If there is a spark here, it will continue forever. If there isn't, then it will implode on itself. That's why Lucifer's plan will never work. God's plan is the only plan of the universe, is expansion, is creation, is discovery, is innovation, is the pursuit of happiness. That there is no other plan. And
exactly.
I feel like we're on the cusp of so many of these battles. We're starting to realize that that's what it is. We're seeing the vaccine fight. We were talking about that the first hour. The vaccine situation in New Jersey. People want to say, well, this is about whether vaccines are good or bad. No, it's not. This is about choice. This is about my ability to direct my own life. And governments are now usurping that, and because of it, you're seeing chaos, you're seeing war, you're seeing unhappiness, you're seeing. But when that free will is really allowed to really manifest in a good moral way, and we climb the mountain, see, it's almost like we're forced to climb the mountain. The only way this works is if we do climb the mountain. We're here, we fall into here, that's the biblical term, right? We fall in here. Humanists, secular humanists, they say, no, we're ascending. So we're ascending. When Christians, Jews say, no, we're returning. We're fell, and now we have to get out of this pit we fell in, and we can only do it by climbing the mountain. It's two different philosophies. Your thoughts.
Uh-huh. One of the dangers, when you're able to read the whole book, one of the dangers I see, I'm Christian, and I love my Christianity, but I think we Christians do a disservice to our children when we teach them that we are evil, capable of being good, when it's the other way around. We are good, capable of doing
yes.
evil.
Yes.
If we grow up in the knowledge that we are divine, and even if you don't have a belief system, believe in yourself and righteousness. In the chapter God and the Galaxy, there's a fictional little story there, but basically there are two different words that we have mixed up a lot lately, which is tolerance and respect. Tolerance is, for instance, if you're a different religion than I am, oh yeah, I'll tolerate you. But that only implies that I hate your guts, but I'll let you live. And yet respect means that I don't care what you think. You can do what you want, and I'm going to be happy and content with that. And that's where we mix the two words up, respect and tolerance. Mm. And we've lost a lot of that.
Oh, I love that. You've also worked on a new book that's ready to come out, or has come out, I believe. Galacom 4 is the book that we're discussing. The end is near. And I think the end of something is near, the end of this phase of life, and that we're ready to transition to something else, and we need to be ready to go with it. I think we need uh-huh. to have a higher level of consciousness. Well, you've written a new book. Why don't you tell people about that and how the two books connect?
Okay. The second book is called Yellowstone, The Aftermath. It's a fictional story that depicts, can humanity survive a Yellowstone aftermath? Catherine told me that you have touched upon the subject of Yellowstone on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think humanity could survive?
Sure, of course I do.
Okay. In the book, I try to give examples, and based on one thing, farming. Farming is the solution to save humanity, and the whole story revolves on what to do to prepare. Yellowstone, The Aftermath, the book, is basically an agricultural guide, a survival manual, and a fun story, and all intertwined into one. The way I would describe both books is this way. Galacom 4 tells you of the problems of humanity today. Yellow tells you of the problems that what's left of humanity might have to face. Because we can get a natural disaster of any type. Weather, hurricanes, disease decimating crops, an asteroid. It doesn't matter. The thing is, you deal with your business is selling food for emergencies. What do you really believe that people have the mentality of being prepared for any type of contingency?
No, I see a normalcy bias really where they're denying. They're not taking their power, and they kind of just think Walmart will always be there. I mean, that's for the majority of people.
Exactly.
That's what I see. Sure.
Uh-huh.
We got a couple minutes. In the last 2 minutes, Galacom 4 and the Yellowstone book. What's the name of it? Yellowstone what? The Aftermath?
Yellowstone, The Aftermath.
Where can people get those books?
In Amazon. The Yellowstone, The Aftermath will be on sale probably tomorrow. But it'll be $26. It's going to be $30 originally, but it's going to be lowered to $26 with a $4 discount. And Galacom 4 is usually $34. but it's down to $28 for this month for all Power Hour listeners. Just go to Amazon and purchase it there.
Awesome. That's fantastic. We got a minute or so. I think there's hope for, our race or the future. What do you see? What hope do we have?
I think if we go back a little teeny bit to the devil, I think what I describe in Galacom, we should keep in mind. The devil cannot make us do anything. At best, what he can do is send us spiritual spam, you know, an email contaminated with a virus. And, yeah, and we have to decide whether we open it or not. We don't have to do it, you know. Yeah, I'm sure you've gone to an email and just you delete it before you open it because it could pose danger. That's what we should do with temptation. And the best good that we can do to others is not doing them harm. Let's begin with that.
I love spiritual spam. That's amazing. Yeah. I learned a new word. I'm going to steal that, Martin. Spiritual spam.
Sure.
That's good.
Go ahead.
You're a very interesting writer. You're a very interesting person. You're a very interesting mind, more importantly than all these things. It's been a pleasure to get to know you. We really appreciate that you wanted to come on the show and advertise your book. Ladies and gentlemen, please support him, Galacom 4. There's a link on the Power Hour, and I think the Power Mall, I think, or not. You can certainly call Jay, and she can tell you how. But on the Power Hour, there's a link, and 877-817-9829. You can call, and she'll tell you how to get it. Please support Martin. He supported us, and we want to support his work. It's a worthwhile effort. This is a good book, and it's entertaining.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.